Clashes continue for the second consecutive day in the Canal City of Port Said as police fired intense rounds of tear gas at demonstrators who opposed an Interior Ministry decision to transfer 39 prisoners from Port Said to Wadin Atroun prison in Bahira Governorate on the other side of the Nile Delta. The prisoners are detained on charges related to the violence at Port Said Stadium in February 2012 when over 70 football club fans were killed. To denounce the heavy-handed tactics of the Ministry of Interior, protesters in Cairo held a demo to call for the dismissal of the Minister of Interior and to call for retribution to all those who were killed since the second anniversary of the Egyptian Revolution.
We want to know who killed the martyrs, who must be held accountable for all what's happening throughout the country's provinces. Is there an invisible hand? Where are the undercover agents? Where is the intelligence?
In essence, protesters accused President Mohamed Morsi of betraying the revolution, as they also called for amendments to the constitution and a national unity government.
There are some people who want to ruin the country, but we are here for peaceful reasons, and that's why I brought my daughter with me. We are not here to ruin or damage or anything. We are here to call for our legitimate right.
On another front, prominent opposition leader Mohamed Al-Baradei stated on his Twitter account that the current situation in the country is a recipe for disaster. Thousands of Port Said residents have been conducting a campaign of civil disobedience during the past 2 weeks to protest marginalization policies at the hands of the central government and to demand justice for those killed in recent clashes. Observers say, since Islamic forces swept to power in parliamentary and presidential elections last year, secular-led opposition has stepped up efforts to undermine their influence and polarize the society. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.